Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And it's finally Friday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. And my goodness, we had mentioned it during the weather yesterday. It looked like a beautiful Friday was in store. It was supposed to be around highs in the mid-80s, lows in the lower 70s as we approached the weekend. And it was supposed to be sunny and mostly clear skies. And I'm looking out our window here because that's always our first-hand source. And it is. It's been a beautiful day, a bit of a breeze going on. So if you're standing in the shade, especially, it is looking phenomenal. Just about 4:08 here. Want to touch on some of the top stories going on around this area and beyond, as always. For starters, it looks like our area escaped the worst of Hurricane Helene last night, but we did get a surge in sea levels. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says that water levels were significantly higher yesterday and today. We've posted listener photos on our Facebook page of docks that had water, you know, on top of them in Gulf Breeze, Oriole Beach, and on Gulf Beach Highway. Greenwood says there are double red flags and an increased rip current risk at our area beaches.
Yeah, no, I heard you, and good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan kind of sliding in here this afternoon. I heard you giving kind of a overview on the weather conditions. Don't forget about the weather conditions for the Seafood Festival.
That is true.
They opened up at 11 o'clock this morning, and I was checking because just as you were describing how comfortable it is out there, guess what the humidity level is right now?
What was it?
40%.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's why it feels so doggone good out. And there's a nice breeze to go along with that. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy camper about the weather situation. as we get rid of the storm, thank goodness for that, Florida's price gouging hotline has been activated. State law prohibits excessive increases in the price of essential commodities after that storm. Anybody who suspects price gouging can report it to the Florida Attorney General's office by visiting myfloridalegal.com. And it is just beautiful out there today.
Yes, yes, absolutely it is. I had to start the show with that because it is phenomenal outside. Alrighty, let's see here. I also wanted to touch on this. Of course, we had Escambia County sending people to help after last night's Category 4 landfall in the Big Bend. And Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says a contingent of 8 emergency management employees from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, as well as 20 deputies from the Escambia Sheriff's Office, are involved. They're hoping, of course, to clear debris and get emergency supplies to the area.
You know, they relocated from Liberty County to Madison County.
Really?
Liberty said they didn't have any damage for our people to go to. But Madison County said, wait a minute, we'll be more than happy to take you up on that offer. And Madison County is just between, actually, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, in that area. So right there on the 10 freeway towards the Jacksonville side. But anyway, that's where our contingency has picked up and headed to Madison County, Florida, instead of Liberty County. So, and like I said, they rolled out about 8 o'clock this morning from the fairground site staging areas. And off they went, heading east, down the 10 freeway.
Yeah, also, we're less than a week out from the state's new law banning public camping going into effect, and it requires local governments to enforce the ban or risk being held liable for damages. In addition, the city of Pensacola is working on an ordinance that would prohibit camping on commercial properties or on private property without the owner's consent. Pensacola police say that they won't be using a heavy-handed approach with any new laws affecting the homeless community. PPD's Mike Wood says that they have community response specialists who will work with the homeless and try to find them help before they are arrested for violating any of the new laws. And enforcement on either ordinance isn't expected until early next year.
So you're maybe you got the kids all loaded up here, ready to hit the road and do a Griswold-type thing down to Central Florida, you know, doing the Orlando thing.
Right.
And you're thinking about, well, okay, well, what's open down there? Let me tell you, Central Florida's theme parks are operational. Universal Resort, WDW, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens in Tampa, and Legoland all reopening today. Now, be cautious. Some operations could potentially operate on a limited capacity. And I'm thinking they're the water attractions down, you know, the lagoons and stuff like that at the Walt Disney World complex. So just be aware of that. If you're flying out of Pensacola, flights today out of PNS, they're operating pretty darn good right now, but some could potentially be affected, especially coming out of the central South Florida area. Orlando, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater International. They call it PIE down there, by the way.
All right.
Gainesville and Tallahassee International are open. Operational airport officials caution, saying airlines might make last-minute changes to those flight schedules. As we always tell you, just before you do anything, call the carrier and get everything defined.
Yes, and just in case we didn't quite portray how serious of a storm this has been, officials say Helene was the strongest hurricane in history to hit Florida's Big Bend region. State CFO Florida Jimmy Patronis said that they had to be extra prepared because of the uncertainty. The National Hurricane Center downgraded Helene to a tropical storm after its landfall last night. But Governor DeSantis warning residents not to let their guard down, as even though the storm is moving on and now making its presence known in Georgia, hazards and potential disaster do remain here.
Yeah, they're having a lot of damage up in that area. Once it hit the Atlanta area and started moving really north, all kind of things. But here in the state of Florida, of course, the storm made landfall last night, leaving more than a million residents without power.
Ugh.
I got a story coming up this hour for you.
Really?
That you're going to feel sad for a lot of folks in the St. Pete area. They don't have wastewater services. Mm. They can't flush the toilet.
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you all about it coming up in less than 20 minutes. But we have Rebecca Castor. Fox has positioned her in Tallahassee this afternoon. She has the latest on this trending story.
Tallahassee fared a lot better than was originally forecasted. The storm ended up making landfall about 50 miles southeast of here in Perry, Florida. That's along Florida's Big Bend region, a part of the state that gets hit time and time again by these storms. Now, Tampa Bay, I mean, that's over 300 miles from where this storm made landfall. And just because of the magnitude and the strength of Helene, you had this record-breaking storm surge being seen that far south, 300 miles south from where the storm actually made landfall. You know, I actually grew up not too far from the Tampa Bay area, and folks I'm talking to from home are saying this is unlike anything that they have ever seen before, definitely breaking records.
Well, what a different story here locally in terms of, it really didn't get bad. I mean, to really say it was a bad situation yesterday. Remember, it was a very strange day yesterday. Wind kind of breezy, but there was no rain.
Yeah, very overcast for the bulk of the day.
So those weather conditions have improved today. Heading into the weekend, a couple of reopenings to report. Navarre Beach, Pier, Gulf Islands, National Seashore. They're now accepting reservations over at Fort Pickens areas. The Pensacola Bay City Ferry returning tonight for their Sunset Cruise, and NAS Pensacola reopened again this morning. So, there you go.
All righty. 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Looking at the roads here, we had some heavy issues on I-10 earlier. It looks like a lot of them have cleared out. Still have a little bit if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox, but that is to be expected. Also have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. And outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual hitters traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. And also some issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we've got meteorologist from WEAR, Alan Strum. We still hear from him occasionally. We've got him here right now. Alan, what's going on, my man?
While we think about our friends to the east dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, the weather around here will be magnificent. We've got beautiful sunny skies all weekend long, no chance for any rain, and pleasant temperatures. Highs will be mainly in the mid-80s with overnight lows in the low 70s, and some inland areas will be a little bit cooler. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Yeah, you know, I've been a lot more independent when it comes to the weather coverage, just keeping it short, sweet, and to the point. But you know what? I knew Alan was going to touch on some of the Helene aftermath, so it's good to I decided to pull him up today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's actually out strolling around the seafood festival this afternoon.
Yeah, he's been a busy bee.
I'm hearing he's over there with his daughter.
Yeah,
I believe something like that. You might see him if you're going out there this afternoon.
Right.
See old Alan strumming around.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 4:18 News Radio 92.3. If you're in that kind of that mode for either being a home buyer or a home seller, let me give you those mortgage numbers today. Here they are. Mortgage Daily News reporting the 30-year fixed rate little higher, 6.21% borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, also a little bit higher at 5.58%. As today, as I prep for my show, I just want to let you, I kind of have a ritual going through the different news sources and kind of putting things in a systematic order.
Right.
But today, when they started talking about the DOJ and the Iranian situation and how it's affected our election process, and the Biden administration knowing about this stuff and nothing was reported, it is getting ready to unfold into something very major. I just want to pass this story on to you. Jared Halpern, he's at Fox, covered it today. Iranian nationals are charged by the Justice Department for cyber attacks against the Trump campaign and administration. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Three hackers working for the Iranian government are accused of stealing data from the campaign of former President Trump and attempting to leak it to rival campaigns and the media.
We know that Iran is continuing its brazen efforts to stoke discord, erode confidence in the U.S. electoral process.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says there was no evidence any recipient of that stolen material replied to the hackers. Garland says in addition to Iran, Russia and China are also trying to interfere in American politics, saying those authoritarian regimes do not get a say in our democratic process. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say when I was watching that, it surprised me. I mean, and there was three major topics that they addressed. And throughout the show today, by the way, from now until we get off, I'm going to be going over those different topics with you. So you'll get a clear understanding exactly what was said in their own words. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, the Blind Mullets take the stage. They're from Perdido Key, and they play everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Lenny Kravitz. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:24 here. Chris, we got time for one story before traffic and weather, but you got a few sheets in your hand. Quite a dilemma.
Not just a story, but the good story this afternoon. Yeah, former President Trump met today with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who is in NYC for the UN General Assembly. Yeah, I listened to it. He had the Everybody was captivated by this, the guy doing his thing. In fact, Jessica Rosenthal from Fox, she has more on this continuing story.
Ahead of the meeting, former President Trump said it was an honor to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said he can end Russia's war if elected, even before he takes office. After the meeting, standing next to Zelensky, former President Trump said any deal to end the war has to be fair. Zelensky added,
"This war shouldn't be started, and I think that the problem that Putin killed so many people, and of course we need to do do everything to pressure him to stop this war, and he is on our territory."
Zelensky said America's the world leader, so you go to the leaders of America to get help pending the outcome of our elections. The former president said it would never have started if he'd still been in office. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup, and you can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, haven't seen too much going on early today. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 72 tonight. Still got a high surf advisory in effect right now until 11 p.m. tonight. Your weekend, though, looks pretty beautiful. High of 87 and 88 on Saturday and Sunday, respectively, with lows into low 70s.
Yeah, no problem. No complaints on my part.
No, that sounds great.
Hey, I was following this story, and you and I were talking about it earlier in the week. Did you see the piece about Jon Bon Jovi talking that woman from suicide?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I've got more details about this recent incident, the rescue of a woman by Jon Bon Jovi. It happened on a Nashville bridge, and Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
We're learning more about the viral video of rocker Jon Bon Jovi rescuing a woman in crisis on the side of a pedestrian bridge over the Cumberland River. According to the country duo The War and Treaty, Tanya Trotter and Michael Trotter Jr., Bon Jovi wasn't supposed to be on the bridge. Michael gave Fox News the backstory at Thursday's People's Choice Country Awards.
We had just got finished shooting a music video, and we hugged Jon and we left. And 20 minutes later, the situation takes place. So I don't even think he was originally supposed to walk the bridge.
Metro Nashville police saluted Bon Jovi on social media, saying it takes all of us to help keep each other safe. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wow. That's a very feel-good story there.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing.
And the fact, to imagine that he wasn't even planning on being there or whatever.
I didn't know any of that. That's why I'm just hearing it for the first time there. I didn't know anything about that.
No, that stuff, that really makes you think what could have happened, and it's awesome.
Because there was another person on the bridge
With I noticed him. That. Yeah.
There was a. I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl. It was a back shot.
Right.
But all I could see was Bon Jovi walking up to the girl on the rail of the bridge.
Right.
And then he talked her off.
Yeah, no, that's a very feel-good
that's
story
pretty
there.
That's cool.
And earlier we touched on the conflict, you know, with Ukraine and Russia, talking about Trump's meeting with Putin. Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City today and says that his country's fighting for its life. Netanyahu's address came as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East. Speaking of which, Israel says that it carried out an airstrike in the suburbs of southern Beirut today. Witnesses in the area reported several large explosions. And in a video statement, an Israel Defense Forces spokesperson said a precise strike was carried out on Hezbollah's headquarters, which he claims was built under residential buildings. Lebanese officials have now reported that recent Israeli strikes have killed more than 700 people.
You see, it has been an incredibly busy news day today.
Yeah.
Not only with the storm making its way up north after making landfall here in Florida, but we've had Zelensky, we've had Israeli delegation town, Netanyahu, you know, and it just kept coming. Then we had the Iranian situation from the DOJ, and it just keeps on coming.
Yeah.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Well, and also, a new ICE report says that the Biden-Harris administration has let 425,000 illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals into the U.S. Former President Trump noted the numbers at a campaign event in Michigan today, and he called the numbers inexcusable, blaming Harris in the process, and said that she's allowed violent criminals to roam our country. So that's just another conflict to take into consideration.
And coming up during the 5 o'clock hour, you're going to hear a little bit more on that story.
Really?
I pulled some roll on that from Fox, and it's going to kind of explain a little bit in detail exactly what's going on there. So be with us between 5 and 6 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and also here, just before we get into the Fox News break that's coming up any second now, Vice President Kamala Harris visiting her native Bay Area this weekend to raise funds for her presidential campaign, arriving at San Francisco International Airport tonight. On Saturday afternoon, she will be hosting a fundraising event in San Francisco with tickets ranging from $500 to $2,800. Golly, that must be where the fundraising comes in.
Such a deal.
Oh, my gosh, that's unreal.
Yeah, well, I guess it's tax writable.
Trump's going to the Bama Georgia game for cheaper than that.
I love that. That's a good thing. Okay, coming up, by golly, and look at that, about 5 minutes or so, Austin and I will give it a shot in terms of high school football tonight.
We'll take a crack at
it. Just okay, cross your fingers, everybody. We'll give it a good one.
News, I'm Tom Graham. At least 40 people are dead after Helene roared ashore as a Category 4 hurricane last night in Florida's Big Bend region. Widespread flooding inundating several southeastern states, impacting roads and emergency crews. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
Our priority is getting to medical emergencies and facilities like hospitals, nursing homes, and others that need critical help and don't have power.
Remnants of Helene are currently drenching Kentucky. The Israeli military claiming it struck the headquarters of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Several buildings are leveled.
Fox News learned that the target of those Israeli strikes in the Lebanese capital of Beirut was indeed Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah. It's still unclear if he was even there or killed in the strikes.
Fox's Trey Yinks. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal prosecutors today announcing criminal charges against three Iranian nationals in connection with a recent hack of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's campaign. They were reportedly employed by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which also targeted current and former government officials, media figures, and non-governmental organizations, according to an indictment filed in Washington, D.C. federal court. On Wall Street today, stocks finished the last session of the week mixed, but the Dow did set a fresh record, gaining 137. The S&P 500 slid by 7, and the NASDAQ dropped 70. Inflation moved closer to the Federal Reserve's target in August, paving the way for more interest rate cuts. The 12-month inflation rate currently stands at 2.2%. U.S. crude oil futures for November are rising slightly, but they're staying just under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants last night to kick off week 4 of the NFL season, but Dallas didn't look all that impressive, as they only beat Big Blue by 5 points. The Cowboys aren't a bad team, but I wouldn't call them a good team either. So as the kids would say, the Cowboys are just mid, and I expect them to just miss the playoffs this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team, experience matters, and we're here to help.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. All right. Looking at the roads here, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far this evening. We do have some issues, but it's in spots where you would expect it. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Navarre Parkway has some minor issues here and there as well, but right now it's not looking too bad. I guess that's why it was in my mind. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees right now, low of 72 tonight. night, and man, the weekend's going to be beautiful. Highs in the high 80s, lows into low 70s.
All right, this story kind of goes under the heading of what in the world was he doing in the Gulf of Mexico? Have you heard about this crazy story? An unidentified boater and his dog were rescued by the Coast Guard during Hurricane Helene Thursday night. The man's 36-foot sailboat became disabled, started taking on water 25 miles off Sanibel Island. He and his dog are safe today and in good condition. The sailboat wasn't as lucky. It sank during the storm. And a lot of comments, there were people texting anything, saying, we're glad the dog survived. What was he doing out in the Gulf?
Yeah, I mean, you look at a dog.
Didn't have a choice.
Well, that's the thing. You look at a dog and you look at a kid, like, very similarly in the sense of they don't know any better, right? Well, and that's the thing. If the dog's out there with his owner, the dog ain't going to know, hey, the gulfs are kind of high. I don't think we should go out today, sir. You know, like, the dog's not going to do that. I mean, I'm glad he's all right.
I saw the pictures. That poor dog, man.
He'd been through it.
Thrashed. He said, I don't know about these human beings or not. I'm out of here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that you got to use your head.
Okay, let's talk about games real quick. We'll do an abbreviated version here of high school football tonight. I want to get your take on it, if you don't mind.
All righty.
Navarre taking on Tate tonight.
Yeah, for starters, that's our game on ESPN Pensacola tonight. That's coverage starts at 7 p.m. sharp. You can listen to that on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. I personally think Tate should win. I'm not going to say they will. Right. I think they should based on how those two teams have had their seasons go so far.
You know, I find it interesting, especially with high school football, in the caliber of play of high school football in Northwest Florida.
Yeah.
It almost seems like if somebody's on one night or not on one night, that other team can take advantage of it.
That's for sure.
That's why I'm saying Navarre's 1-3 this year. Not indicative of their teams at all. I'm going with Tate the long way around, but I'm just saying.
You're like, with that said,
it could be a good game, and it might be a surprise on that one. Pensacola Catholic at Freeport.
As I said, maybe I've just been wrong this whole time. I thought Freeport was a lower level than Catholic, and I think competitively they are, but that's not saying too much. Catholic has been phenomenal, so give me the Crusaders.
Yeah, 3-1 so far this year. Booker T. Washington hosting Escambia to start its district schedule.
Escambia is a real good example of a team that, yeah, they've had a struggling start, but when you look at who they've played, it makes a bit more sense. Give me Escambia.
Can Gulf Breeze get back on track? They're taking on Niceville.
If they can get back on track, I can't imagine it's going to be against the Eagles.
1-3. That's, again, not indicative of a Gulf Breeze football team.
No, well, and it's not even the losses.
I got it.
It's the caliber. I mean, 41-0 to Tate, 55-0 to Pace.
No real consistency on that front. Pace, Crestview.
I think that's going to be a good game. Sneaky good. I think Crestview could kind of give him a scare, but I'll take the Pats.
All right, Northview up in Escambia County, Alabama.
Give me Northview.
And getting ready, I'm going to make sure we highlight these because we love both of these teams. UWF goes to Grand Valley State in Michigan tomorrow. It's a non-conference game, kickoff 2 o'clock. You can catch it live on our sister station, ESPN. That is 99.1 and then 1330 AM. So what do you got here? UWF, Grand Valley. Grand Valley's good.
That's the thing. I mean, UWF's good. Grand Valley, though, they have just looked – they've looked – darn near untouchable. UWF got them in a tough location at a tough time in the year. I got to take Grand Valley State. I got to be objective.
I'll put you on the hot seat for the next one then. Saturday, a tough test for the Noles, especially their defense. The Noles face SMU in Dallas. Pre-game at 5. The real kickoff goes at 7. Live FSU football tomorrow night. Am I on Thursday or Friday? I'm right. Remember yesterday I was getting confused. Listen, when you stay up all night long doing these hurricane things, you kind of lose track of days. Anyway, it is tomorrow on News Radio 92.3. Who's going to win that one?
I have no reason to think Florida State. As I said, even after beating Cal, they still had all the same problems. SMU's offense looks unstoppable. Give me the Mustangs.
All right, next hour, the 5 o'clock hour about this time. Give me 60 minutes here, and we'll come on back, and we'll talk SEC football.
Right.
And we'll talk some NFL, and we'll just kind of give you the lay of land and exactly what's going out there in the sports world.
Also, just want to give you this to think about. Week 5 of college football does roll on with 2 games tonight. What's up?
No.
I was about to say, he's holding up a paper. He's got something to tell me. First, number 7 Miami hosting Vatek at Hard Rock Stadium in an ACC clash. And then later on tonight, Washington will head to New Jersey to take on Rutgers in a Big Ten battle. Washington on the road. That's interesting.
Okay, 442. Interesting. Let's kind of use that as an operative word here. Interesting is kind of a maybe not given. It's a disservice. That's the word I was looking for. Here it is.
All right.
Florida teen is throwing high heat in court. This is in an effort to retain a baseball known as the 50-50 ball. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
Here's Fox's CJ Papa.
The historic 50th home run ball off the bat of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani can't be sold, transferred, or concealed at an upcoming auction. That's the ruling from a Broward County judge against a sports auction house and two defendants in a lawsuit. Max Mattis celebrated his 18th birthday at the game between the Dodgers and Marlins when he snared the ball that could be worth up to $500,000. His lawsuit claims defendant Chris Polanski ripped the ball away, and it was all caught on video by fans at the game. Court papers say Polanski and the other defendant, Kelvin Ramirez, reportedly appeared on social media after the game, claiming ownership of the ball and expressing intention to sell it. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, 38 days, wow. Austin, best of SEC soccer, returning to Pensacola this fall. 12 nationally ranked SEC women soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th. Of course, they play this at Ashton Brosnahan. Amy Marquez with Pensacola Sports appearing on our show, Pensacola Right Now, earlier in the week said, this is the third year Pensacola will host the tournament. Want those tickets? They're on sale now, PensacolaSports.org.
Also want to let you know that this is the final weekend of the MLB's regular season. Still two playoff spots in both the American League and National League to decide. In the NL, you got the Mets, Diamondbacks, and Braves all battling for the final two spots. And it could all come down between the doubleheader with the Mets, or all come down to the doubleheader between the Mets and Braves scheduled for Monday. In the AL, the Kansas City Royals, Detroit Tigers, and Minnesota Twins are vying for the last two spots in those playoffs, and the wild card round of the playoffs is set to start Tuesday.
Okay, in 10 minutes, just about 10 minutes right now, we're going to talk about NFL and people watching the NFL on television. Are the numbers up or are the numbers down? 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you all about it.
And Chris gave me the answer when we were on break, but honestly, I don't remember what he told me. So I will be just as surprised as you are. All righty, 445. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see what we got. Looking at the roads, it's pretty average right now. Got some backups on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's just some of the big hitters. Worst looking spot right now is probably Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we'll get another update from Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom.
While we think about our friends to the east dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, the weather around here will be magnificent. We've got beautiful sunny skies all weekend long, no chance for any rain, and pleasant temperatures. Highs will be mainly in the mid-80s with overnight lows in the low 70s, and some inland areas will be a little bit cooler. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
You know, that's all this great weather here. You know, Seafood Fest is rolling out down on Main Street. Don't forget this weekend, it's also the 20th anniversary of the Jukebox Gala. Looking forward to this. Our very own Steve Taylor is going to go to this thing. We're going to be there tomorrow night. Pensacola Opera previews the upcoming season with an evening of music and fine dining celebrating the opera's 42nd season. I'm pretty jazzed about this. Very excited. As a matter of fact, Corey McKern, remember Corey? He appeared on the show earlier in the week. He's Pensacola's artistic director. Says all proceeds will support the opera's performances and support the artist. The Jukebox Gala kicks off at 6 tomorrow night at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. I understand this thing is a blast. I've never been. Steve's been for a couple of years, but I'm ready for it.
All righty. And stocks closed mixed to wrap up a positive week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a fresh record after new data showed inflation cooling in August. The PCE increased 2.2% on an annual basis, which beat the forecast and set the stage for further rate cuts by the Fed. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 137 points to 42,313. The S&P 500 lost 7 points to 57,38. And the NASDAQ fell 70 points to 18,119.
You know, I was walking through the hallways today. I was hearing a couple of staff members talking about the importance of having adequate pet care during the hurricane, during an event like this.
Yeah.
They got a problem down in Central Florida about locating some and how to relocate on a temporary basis.
Right.
Some of the pets that overrun, maybe some of the facilities are flooded out. Pet care is always a major concern for pet owners across Northwest Florida. Get this number. Last year, there were more than 350,000 dogs and cats admitted to Florida animal shelters. September, just a couple of days left here, is Pet Care Awareness Month. Perfect time to reflect on becoming a pet parent. But I do warn you, before adopting, consider the many elements that go along with pet ownership, cost of pet supplies, pet illnesses, lab tests, and the potential high cost of vet bills. Consider all of that before you take that road.
Right.
It's very important.
Absolutely. And people who are out and about shopping, they don't only have to be aware of all the circumstances when it comes to buying a pet. Retailers are deepening discounts this holiday shopping season, and Americans are expected to trade up. Adobe Analytics suggests that trading up or opting to buy a more expensive option of a product is what consumers will be doing this holiday season. That's thanks to discounts happening across the board, including premium and luxury goods, which affords more consumers an opportunity to trade up. The share of total goods sold during the holidays that come from the most expensive price points is expected to grow by 19%. Sporting goods, electronics, and appliances are expected to see the strongest rise, with toys and apparel seeing most gains. So be aware of that when you're shopping for those special folks during Christmas time.
Hey, Science Saturday. Are you a science type person?
It fascinates me.
Yeah, I do too. Not that I understand it, but right. It's kind of like going to a magician show.
You know,
I don't understand
it, but
I enjoy
appeal.
It. But I enjoy it.
Right.
You know, so anyway, Science Saturdays, this has been going on for a while, have returned to the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. And I told you before, I had a chance to go down to this facility a couple of times, and they got robots walking around this place.
Yeah.
This is Buck Rogers territory, ladies and gentlemen. The 90-minute free education workshop, part of the community outreach program, IHMC's program, has been active for the past 17 years, conducting groundbreaking science and development through technologies. And there's just a bunch of brainiacs, nice brainiacs, may I add.
Right.
Always great people down there. Smart, great people.
If you got robots walking around, if you're responsible for that, I'm assuming you're kind of a brainiac.
Yeah, good.
Just about 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got another lawsuit. That's correct. Another lawsuit being filed against disgraced rapper Sean Diddy Combs. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I'll just well play a song called Weekend when, you know, it's the weekend. How about that? Whoa, I'm so smart. Whoa, thanks, everybody. Hold your applause. All righty. Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:53 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you in just a couple minutes. But first, wanted to touch on this as I hinted at it before the break. Another lawsuit is being filed against disgraced rapper Sean Diddy Combs. According to TMZ, a woman identified as Jane Doe claims in court documents filed Friday that Diddy repeatedly sexually assaulted her over a period of 4 years beginning in 2020. And that at one point she even got pregnant and later suffered a miscarriage. She says the music mogul and his team would harass her and force her to meet him at various locations around the country, and that he would spike her drinks and make her take drugs, and that she would often wake up with injuries. Diddy remains locked up in New York as he awaits trial on federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges.
Okay, 4:53. I want to kind of advance this story a little bit. Interesting turn of events in Santa Rosa County today. The Santa Rosa County Commissioners did not vote to terminate its recycling agreement with the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Instead, they pulled that agenda so Santa Rosa County attorneys can make adjustments to the document that they were going to orchestrate. So Santa Rosa County is now sending collected materials to a new waste management facility that's over in the Fort Walton Beach Industrial Park. An existing contract with ECOA expires on September 30th. New contract with Waste Management takes effect on October 1st. And I found that because I was really thinking that deal was going to go through, but it's been paused. So just want to make sure you understand that. Talk to you about, was it 15 minutes ago or so, we were TV viewership for the NFL. Is it up? Is it down? Well, I think I have some answers for you. More people are turning to the NFL for their enjoyment pleasures this year. Sure is. A good year for football on television. Fox's Jared Max explains in the latest Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. The fourth week of the NFL season is underway. Viewership through the first 3 weeks of NFL games, 10% higher than this time last year. America's Game of the Week on Fox last Sunday, won by the Ravens over the Cowboys, attracted over 27 million viewers on average. For the first time in his new career, seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady will be in the broadcast booth for Fox in a game that does not involve the Cowboys. Brady and Kevin Burkhardt will announce Sunday's game in Tampa, Florida, between the 2-1 Buccaneers and 2-1 Eagles. Other early window games Sunday on Fox. The winless Bengals visit the 1-2 Panthers. 2-1 Saints at the 1-2 Falcons. The Rams visit the Bears, both teams 1-2. In the late afternoon window Sunday on Fox, the 1-2 49ers host the 1-2 Patriots. Rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels leads the 2-1 Commanders at the 1-2 Cardinals. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right, and now you know. There's the NFL.
Yeah, no, you know, he said winless Bengals taking on the 1-2 Panthers, I believe. And let me tell you, when I first heard that, I thought, okay, wow, that's going to suck. But actually, no, not really. If the Bengals have a new-look offense, especially under Andy Dalton, he's facing his former team. We're going to see how far the Bengals have fallen, and we're going to see how far up the Panthers have climbed. Just past 4:45.
What I also found interesting in that, Brady's going in the booth down at Tampa Bay.
Yes, you did. Yeah, his former team, yeah, last team.
They pulled him from America's crew, you know, that follows right. The Cowboys. And, they've reassigned him. I would love to be able – to drop in on that game and hear his call for the Bucs.
Yeah.
That would be very, very cool.
No, that should be interesting for sure. Earlier I said just past 4:45. I'm lying. It's well past that. Just past 4:55, we'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, it's been accommodating for the most part. Wherever we've had issues, it's in spots you'd expect them. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Park. I always want to say Navarre Parkway. It does have some slight congestion, but it's not bad at all. Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also, of course, there are road closures downtown because of Seafood Festival. Mm-hmm. That should be common sense, especially with how much we've covered it. Just keep it in mind nonetheless. As for the weather, 80 degrees in Pensacola, a few clouds in the sky, nothing too crazy. Tonight's going to be a low of 72 and a beautiful weekend. Should be sunny and mostly clear skies with highs in the high 80s and lows in the low 70s.
And if you're coming across the bridge and exiting on the north end of the 3 Mile Bridge, don't hang a left there at Main Street. Just keep on going down Gregory Street.
Yes.
Believe me, I'm going to save you some time here.
I'm
saving you some time this way.
Avoid that nonsense.
So if you have to get on the other side of Main Street, best way to do this, come on down Gregory, come around the Civic Center, shoot Garden, go down to E, take a left, and boom.
Yeah, the events in downtown Pensacola are phenomenal, but man, the road closures can be a pain.
It could be a little bit taxing out there. Speaking of road closures and things, we were kind of concerned on the Thursday program, was A1A going to be affected? East Coast, of course, running down the east coast of Florida.
Right.
They've renamed that, of course, Jimmy Buffett Highway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of excitement in Parrot Headland. That bottom line here. Not only did they renamed the road A1A, and of course, that's his 1974 album.
Yeah.
A1A. And they are now getting to kick off those pre-sales of the new Buffett license plate. That gets underway in less than 4 days now. Remember when I started? Okay, there's 23 days left there. Now 4 days, October 1st, fees from the sale of that plate will be distributed to Singing for Change, founded by Jimmy in 1995 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters. Again, A1A looks pretty good down the east coast of Florida this afternoon.
And Faygo says that consumers have a new flavor to try just in time for harvest season. It's called Jolly Green Apple. The Detroit-based soft drink maker makes the Vivid Green Pop, or says that the Vivid Green Pop has a tart and tangy apple taste and is caffeine-free. Faygo introduced a drink with the social media message, "Move over, pumpkin spice, and get a sip of the new flavor of fall."
Okay, so where did that come from?
Just out of nowhere. No segue or nothing.
Where in the world did that come from?
I will say I had a pumpkin spice frappuccino today, and I'm still team pumpkin spice until further notice.
Okay, so that is a new drink, obviously.
Yes.
Type
of soda.
Did they mention anything about distribution on, like, where they were going to test the product in what markets or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just going to throw it out and say, good luck.
Okay, coming up in just a few minutes, coming up this next hour, we're going to talk about Pensacola's underground pop culture scene. It's all on the way.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.